The measure is a resolution proposing limits to what's called discretionary voting. That's an option on Sea Alaska's proxy ballot, which lists candidates for the board of directors. When shareholders check a box, they give the board the power to cast their ballots for whomever they see fit. And the board votes for its slate of incumbents seeking re-election.
It's an unfair document because of the discretionary voting, and that is what has kept all our directors in all these years.
Mick Beasley is a Juneau Carver who's campaigned against discretionary voting. He's also one of this year's six independent board candidates. He authored the resolution that would largely eliminate discretionary voting. Without it, shareholders would pick and choose from the full list of candidates, including incumbents and their challengers.
If this resolution passes and we amend our bylaws, it'll make it equal voting rights for all shareholders.
They would wipe out what Sea Alaska believes would otherwise be a valid vote.
Nicole Hollingstad is Sea Alaska's communications vice president as well as corporate secretary. She and the board oppose Beasley's measure.
Those shareholders understand exactly what discretionary voting means, are offering their shares in support of the corporation, and that to remove that discretionary voting option would remove a choice that at least a quarter of our shareholders select on a regular basis.
The resolution does not completely eliminate discretionary voting. Beasley says it would be allowed when an independent group challenges the board and issues its own ballot.
If there are two slates, two proxies, then discretionary voting is fair game. When there is only one proxy, and that's Sea Alaska putting the proxy out, they cannot use discretionary voting unless there's another proxy that comes out.
Shareholders are rarely faced with two slates and proxies, but this year they are. A group calling itself Four Shareholders for Sea Alaska has sent out its own ballot and posted it online. Margaret Nelson, Carlton Smith, Ross Soboloff, and Karen Togg say their combined business experience could make Sea Alaska profitable after several years of operational losses. The corporate ballot lists Sidney Edenshaw, Edward Thomas, and Rosita Wuerl. Spokeswoman Hollingstad says the three bring knowledge and history to Sea Alaska management.
The stability of any corporation's board is something that is reviewed regularly by business partners, financial institutions, and so board stability is something that is of value outside of our shareholders.
Longtime board member Byron Mallott is not seeking re-election because he's running for governor. That leaves an open board seat with no incumbent, a rarity for Sea Alaska. Six independent candidates running outside of his slate are also listed on the corporate ballot. They're Myrna Gardner, Michelle McConkie, Will Micklin, Edward Sarabia Jr., and Ralph Wolf, in addition to Beasley.
Everybody was trying to keep it to one or two independents this year, but, you know, we're back to six or seven independents. It's just the nature of our shareholders.
The four top vote-getters will win three-year terms on the 13-member board. Results will be announced at Sea Alaska's annual meeting June 28th in Seattle. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.